Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. So glad you could join me today on air. We're doing an Overcomer series, and today we have a special guest with us, and our guest is Denise Walker, and she will be sharing with us today how she is an overcomer of spiritual and physical barrenness. So I'm going to go into prayer, and then we're going to hear Miss Denise Walker give her a powerful testimony of how she became an overcomer of spiritual and physical barrenness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us, protecting us, and bringing us thus far, Lord God. Father God, as we go forth in this episode, we pray that you will cover it with your grace, with your mercy, that you would unstop the deaf ears, Father God, that men, women, boys, and girls could hear this powerful testimony of your grace, your mercy, and how you brought Denise over, Father God. We thank you, and we bind any spirit that try to stop or hinder this broadcast from going forth. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your anointing that's yet destroying yokes. And we thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Well, hello. I hope everyone's having a blessed day so far. Hello, Ms. Denise Walker. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Denise, I'm going to start my first question with asking, could you tell us about your journey and how it started for you and how you became an overcomer of physical and spiritual barrenness?
Sure. Well, I was about 23 years old, and I was diagnosed with endometriosis. And when I was diagnosed with endometriosis, prior to being diagnosed, I had a miscarriage, and the doctors wanted to know what was going on. And they went in and did what was called a laparoscopy, and they found a lot of endometriosis and also cysts and on one of my ovaries, and on the other ovary it was covered with endometriosis. So the doctor began to tell me and my husband that we more than likely wouldn't be able to carry another child. And so because endometriosis, one of the things that it caused was infertility. And so, of course, I was devastated to hear that news because in addition to just going through that, I had gone through a lot growing up. And I one of my desires was to be a mother, and to hear the doctor tell me that I possibly wouldn't be able to have a child was very difficult. So that's how it started.
Okay. I heard you say that you were diagnosed with endometriosis. Could you please elaborate on what is endometriosis?
Endometriosis is what's considered scar tissue, and it is tissue that grows out. It grows in the wrong place in your uterus. It grows outside of the uterus. And so it attaches itself to ovaries and all kind of places, you know, your bladder, your bowels, and different things. And when it does that, when it covers the ovaries and the fallopian tubes and everything, it causes infertility. And so that's pretty much what endometriosis is. It is from the research I've done, it's a type of inflammation in the uterine lining in your body, and it just causes issues with your cycle and severe issues. I had severe issues with my cycle, and then it also again causes that infertility.
Okay, so I heard you say that, you know, the question I had asked was, this is how you begin on your journey. Could you explain to us, we titled this How You Overcame Spiritual and Physical Barrenness. Can you explain to us what we mean by spiritual and physical barrenness?
Yes. And so after that took place, first of all, I guess let me back up a little bit. When I was younger, when I was around 12 or 13 years old, I went through abuse. And so I had to be removed from my mom's home. I went through a lot of things growing up. So I was already dealing with depression and different things like that. And so when I found that out, I went into a further depression. And so as I walked through that journey of being diagnosed with physical barrenness, and, you know, we continued to try to have a baby, and it wasn't happening, So I just continued to fall more and more into that depression. And what I realized was that through the people that God had put in my life, He was speaking to me in that situation. And so he began to draw me to him in that situation. I remember leaving our hometown and moving away, trying to just have a new start. And I met a lady. I thought she was just a hairdresser, but she actually was a minister. And she began to, I felt comfortable talking to her, and she began to speak to me about wanting God more than I wanted anything else. And so I didn't realize that I wanted something else more than God, but I actually did. I wanted to be, because I didn't have that relationship growing up with my mom, I thought that the baby would replace the things that I needed. And I felt like I needed in my life. And so when she said that to me, I mean, of course, I began to ask God for forgiveness. And in that process, he began to speak to me again and draw me to him and show me that what I thought I needed, it wasn't going to fill me. It wasn't going to complete me. And I thought, you know, being a mother was going to complete the depression, and all the depression would go away, and all the sadness and everything that I experienced would go away. But God was showing me, no, it wasn't. He was going to complete that. And so as I began to walk in relationship with him and I accepted Christ, sometime after that, after being diagnosed with endometriosis, I began to feel the peace of God, and I began to understand why he didn't necessarily want that to be something that happened in my life, but he allowed it to be so that he could draw me to him. And so that's how the spiritual and the physical come together. And then, you know, years after that, I was raised by my dad, and soon when I got into my 30s, my dad got sick and he passed away. And so I began to go again through the same cycle over and over, and God continued in that to draw me to him and draw me closer in relationship to him. And 3 years after being diagnosed with endometriosis, I thought something was wrong with me, and I went to the doctor to get a checkup. And I actually found out that I was pregnant with our son. And so after the doctor couldn't understand how that happened because of all of what she saw when she went in and looked with that little camera. She couldn't understand how that happened. But, you know, I began to help her understand that it was God that did it, and again, it took God saving me, drawing me to him first, and then he gave me the miracle that I had prayed for. But before that, he did not, because he knew that that wasn't going to complete me, basically.
That is so awesome of how you said, how you, the minister had told you that you was putting that something more before you put God. And sometimes in life, it could be that way with us with so many different things, and we not even realize it. that we actually are putting things before God. We're actually idolizing things and putting them before God. That's when it becomes an idol, when we put those things before God. And I heard you say that you was depressed throughout your life because of a type of abuse. Would you mind sharing the type of abuse maybe that you went through?
Yes, the time that I lived with my mom, I actually went through molestation and by a family member, and I was afraid to tell anybody because the person would tell me that they're not going to believe you anyway, and so for a long time I didn't say anything, and then when I did try to tell, it actually was true what the person said. That my mom didn't believe me, and so that was the beginning, I believe, the beginning of my depressed state, feeling rejected and abandoned and everything. And so not long after that, I revealed it to my school, and I was removed. And so I went to live with my dad, and it took a lot for my dad to basically build me up in the way I felt for so many years. And I didn't believe in myself. I thought I was dumb. I thought I was stupid. I thought everything was my fault. And so it took a lot in him. God used him to build me up. But then when I got older and got that diagnosis, it just kind of, you know, just everything came piling or crashing back down on me. And so I went back into crying all the time, just kind of going into a shell and not trusting people. I struggled with trusting people, really. That part was really bad, trusting people. And even to the point when I had my, still didn't trust people, I struggled with that. And so when people would ask to babysit just to give me and my husband go on a date or something, I was terrified to let anybody babysit my son. And so God had to heal me through that also. And so it's just a lot of things that I know it was him that walked me through that spiritual and physical emptiness, that spiritual barrenness specifically, because I just felt a lot of emptiness in my life. And up until, like I said, even in my 30s, when I lost my dad, it was almost like just dominoes. Just every time something would happen, and then here's something else. And so when my dad died, my dad passed on Christmas morning in 2009, and that was something I would never forget. So after that, I didn't like Christmas, and it took my pastor saying to me, you know, that's not what your dad would want. And so it was a lot of things that kept me feeling empty until one day God began to tell me, you're going to help other women. You're going to help other women to come out of empty places, to come out of those places that they've held on to from the time they were kids to adulthood, so that they can be the woman I've created them to be. And so that's when I began to write, and I became a writer, and I wrote my first books, my true identity books, for teen girls, and to help girls understand that it doesn't matter what you've experienced or what you're going through, that's not your identity. Your identity is Christ Jesus. And so I would begin to tell young girls that Genesis 1:27 is your identity. Your identity is not what somebody said about you, what somebody did to you. And so that was my first step to being able to help empower somebody else.
Okay. And I heard that you said that when you told your mom she didn't believe you. I know exactly what that feels like. Been there and went through that. Did you restore relationship back with your mom after the abuse and after everything settled down? Did you? Are you still not in that relationship with your mom?
I have. It's still. God, I would say God is restoring that relationship now. We do talk to each other. it's still some things that, you know, I've tried to talk with my mom about that is, you know, she still won't talk about it. But I believe God is restoring that relationship, and it's better than where it was.
Good. That's good. You mentioned your book that you wrote for teen girls. So can you tell us the title of the book and how they can purchase it?
There's two books, and there's a third one, but the two books are for teen girls. And one is called Hannah's Hope, and that was that one is book one, and then Hannah's Heart is the second book, and it's about a young girl who is experiencing abuse, and it's to help girls recognize it and help people who interact with teen girls to recognize it and help them to get through it, and then Hannah's Heart is about how do we help girls to overcome that, to get them counseling, mentoring, whatever it is they need to get past their experience. So that's what Hannah's Hope and Hannah's Heart is about. And they're on Amazon and also on Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, and different places. And the most recent book is I released in September, and that one's called Barren Womb. And it's the same character, but she's an adult. So that one's for women. It's women's fiction. And she it shows the way that she has gotten to a place, and it's based on my testimony of overcoming endometriosis, but not just endometriosis, but overcoming that spiritual barrenness. So that's what barren womb actually stands for, spiritual and physical barrenness. And how when we feel like we can't make it, and when we feel like we can't go on, and that something else is needed to fulfill us and to help us to be happy, God is saying that it is Him, and He draws us by His love. And so that's what that one is about. And I'm currently working on the second one for women, and that one is called Sufficient Grace. And so all of it has to do with God's redemption and how He helps us come from ourselves, how we have to, you know, lay down our will for His will and allow Him to do the miraculous in our lives.
Amen. So I heard you say you had one son. Do you just have one child?
I do. He is 17. Actually, he turned 17 at the end of January. So, yes, he is. And I tell him all the time that you know, it was God's grace and a miracle that he performed. And actually, when before I found out I was pregnant with our son, we were surrounded by pastors and ministers. So my husband's mom was a pastor and his aunt was a pastor. And God began to show them our son. And his aunt, she began to see him in visions. And his mom began to see him in dreams. And so even before the doctor told us we were pregnant, they began to tell us, hey, God is going to give you, God is going to bless you with a son. And so at the time, I didn't know about like miracles and signs and wonders. I didn't know about all of that. So I was like, wow. And so I kept, even though I had accepted Christ, I kept saying, but the doctor said, but God continued to show them him. And when he was born, he actually, the same way that my husband's aunt described him, that's how he looked. And so,
right.
And I share that with women who say that, you know, the doctor said this and the doctor said that. And I share that with them all the time to tell them God can do anything but fail, because I've seen it in my own life.
Amen. And there's nothing like when the doctor said, like you said, the doctor said, but when Dr. Jesus said, see, nothing is impossible with God. And he's showing us every day. Nothing is impossible with God. And If God said that your womb is, shall be fruitful and you shall multiply, then that's what it's going to be, and the fruit of your womb is blessed. And Denise, could you tell the listeners if it's a way that they would like to contact you? Is it a way that you could give for them to contact you if they would have questions for you or any for any other specific reason? Could you give them your contact information?
Yes. My offer email is info@deniseandwalker.com. That's info@deniseandwalker.com. And then my ministry email, my ministry is Hope in Christ, and it is denise@hope-in-christ.com. That's denise@hope-in-christ.com. And also, they can send me a DM on Instagram and also on Facebook. So I'm also there on Facebook as well.
Yes, she's under Denise Walker on Facebook. Is that the Facebook that you're talking about, the Denise Walker?
Yes, and also under author Denise Walker is my author fan page, and they can also send me a message also from the Hope in Christ Ministries page as well, so they can send messages there as well.
Okay. Can I ask a question about your Hope in Christ Ministries? What do you do in Hope in Christ Ministries?
Yes, Hope in Christ Ministries, I founded Hope in Christ in 2015, and I founded it as a blog ministry where I would write devotionals for just for people to read and be inspired. And then soon after that, I started a podcast, which is called Hope in Christ with Denise. And so between the blog ministry, the podcast, and then also the Hope in Christ book club, the mission of Hope in Christ is to take the message of the cross to the world. And so I spend my time with Hope in Christ either speaking, and when I speak, I'm speaking to women. And also I teach biblical literacy with my other books that I wrote, where I help people who struggle with comprehension. And so I help them understand the Bible by some of the strategies I created. Or I'm speaking to women about overcoming and coming to Christ. And then with the book club, I interview authors on my podcast. And I also have what's called a panel discussion, a healthy conversation. And in the first part of the month, we have conversations about topics about just walking, having healthy thoughts about Christ or living a healthy spiritual life. So that's the first part of the month. And then the second week of the month, we have where people can share their testimony on the podcast as well. And then we have author interviews, minister interviews, whoever wants to share, you know, their business and their Christian, they can share on the podcast. And then the last of the month, I teach a Bible strategy or just a devotional. And so we do that, and now we also have people that actually write blogs for Hope in Christ. And monthly we may have somebody that signs up, and they can be a guest blogger, and they just share whatever God gives them on the blog. And so that's one of the things God has just continued to press me. Even though it's a lot to do, God continues to press me to continue with it and continue with the message of Hope in Christ.
Amen. And I thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us today, Ms. Denise. And I also thank God for the ministry that he has called you and placed you over. I will continue to lift you up in prayers that God continue to use you for his glory and continue to bless the ministry that he has placed you over. And for those of you all that listen to this podcast, I thank you so much for being a faithful listener. If it's any questions or comments that you would like to have, you could reach out to Ms. Denise Walker, or you could reach out to me. You could email me by LaShonda Williams, LaShanda Williams, WILLIAMS 907@gmail.com. Or you can message me on Facebook with any questions or comments that you may have. And If you would like to also be a guest on this couple of months of Overcomers to share your testimony of how God brought you through and how you are an overcomer, because we are an overcomer by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And I thank each and every last one of you for sharing your time today. And I pray that something that Denise said, that it was a blessing to you and it encouraged you and it uplifted your spirit, and that to let you know that God is able, God is, and nothing is impossible with God, and you can press on. God is a healer, he's a deliverer, and he's still in the delivering and the saving business. So that's all for this podcast for today, and I thank you all for tuning in. And thank you, Ms. Denise Walker, for being a guest on today's show. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am.